this morning about what we are going to attempt in this year and what we feel the Lord directing us to do, and that is double. Amen. If you were going to preach about double, what passage would you use? What story would you tell? Brother Steve? Okay, and that's Elisha. Probably the one that springs to mind more readily than any other. I'm going to use Job. Twice as much. That's double, right? Job 42 and 10. Let's read it together because I believe the Lord wants us to double. Job 42 and 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Wow. Our God is able to double. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. You can be seated. God bless you. Here we are in the year 2022. And 22 just kind of jumped out at me in terms of a caliber. A 22 long rifle, to be exact. Developed over 130 years ago. That's been around a long time. So I began to wonder, if it's the most popular of all time, how many firearms in that caliber have been manufactured? How many cartridges have been made? So I went to the computer, but it wouldn't bring that up. The number of firearms and rounds is unknown. However, it did say per year, the number of rounds manufactured are 2.5 billion per year. That's quite a few. And it's fairly universal and very ubiquitous. You're going to see it everywhere, find it everywhere. And I thought, you know, that fits what God wants for the church. He wants it everywhere. Amen. He wants everyone to be familiar with it. I would imagine, especially in Alaska, but I would imagine pretty much around the world, there are those who are familiar with the 22 long rifle. We don't have time to go into any other doubles, 30-30, 44. We won't take the time to do that, but I do want to emphasize double in 2022, to be plentiful, to be everywhere, to inflict damage on the devil's kingdom. Amen. On the devil's deceit. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that power and that blessing that he's able to provide. I forgot my little illustration. How many gum chewers are in the building? How many like to chew gum? Make sure you don't chew it in the building. I made a big mistake. You know, I give the kids a treat for doing well, behaving, and so on. I give the kids a treat after church, and I took the bubblegum ones out of the candy because I'm not supposed to chew gum in church, but I forgot that those little, what I thought were jawbreakers, were actually sour gum. So we're going to finish that up, and we're going to eliminate. So it's just chocolate and that kind of candy that the kids get as a treat for behaving in church. But if you chew gum, make it double mint. Okay? Double mint. Praise God. There's a cannery across from where I grew up in Southeast, in a little village of Hoonah. Across Icy Strait, there's an inlet called Excursion Inlet. And in that inlet, there's a cannery. And it was a cannery that was made out of a World War II installation that was a prisoner of war camp. German prisoners were kept there. And the interesting thing about that camp, now the concrete foundations are still there, not many of the buildings, you know, the cannery and the cannery worker housing and so on, and the cafeteria, and it's not called a cafeteria. I can't remember what they're called. But anyway, it's all, the bunkhouse and the cookhouse and all of that sort of thing. That's all there, but there's still a lot of concrete that was there. Now, the interesting thing about that camp is that as they were finishing construction on one end, they were tearing it down on the other end. Military intelligence. So dismantling at the same time that they were building. I think that's a good lesson for us today. We're going to build God's kingdom, and we're going to tear down the devil's kingdom. Praise God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. I love these verses. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Aren't you glad you know who was manifested? Aren't you thankful to know that it's not a Jehovah Jr. that was dispatched, but it was God himself that came to minister to our needs and provide for the way of salvation? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Not just damage it, not just dismantle it a little bit, but destroy the works of the devil. I'm thankful we don't need to let the works of the devil be alive within us. I'm thankful there is freedom. I'm thankful there is a change. I'm thankful he did capture our hearts. Hallelujah. And our lives are changed. Thank God for that power that he manifested in such an amazing way. I'm thankful it's a doctrinal distinction, but it's not just from that point. I'm thankful there's power that we can live in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, if you were to look in your Bible in 2 Corinthians 10:4, you would read those words, but you would also have to notice it's in parentheses. And I when I come across those are punctuation marks. We know that they contain words that explain or they qualify or they're an addition or sometimes even an afterthought, an aside that not quite as important as the original statement, but, just more information. Oh, wow, the weapons of our warfare being mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds is not an afterthought. It's not just something additional that's less important. I'm thankful we can emphasize that the power of God is going to be displayed. Amen. And we're not to back away. We're not to flee. We're not to be fearful of the warfare. But understand, the weapons of that warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds for victory in the name of the Lord. Oh, I thank God for that power and that blessing. And maybe the Lord inspired the translators to use the parentheses so that there would be an emphasis, so that there would be a recognition. This is important. This stands out. Praise God. And if it stands out, we need to stand on that promise and believe God that there will be the manifestation of his power to tear down and destroy the works of Satan while building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for that power that the Lord can reveal. And we use prayer as part of the armor of God. We don't leave it out. It's very important. Prayer was important to all the Old Testament leaders, and certainly including Job. In fact, when he prayed for his friends, that's when God reversed things for him. That's when God brought deliverance. That's when God provided. Now, consider Job and the restoration he received. His standing before the tests that came to him are amazing to see. His wealth included livestock in the thousands, sheep for both wool and meat, camels for business and commerce, oxen for fields and farming, donkeys for transportation and trade. He had it all together, and they numbered in the thousands. Job's family was prolific. 7 sons, 3 daughters, a faithful wife that supported him through that Job's relationship with God. He was perfect and upright. He feared God and avoided evil. He prayed and he sacrificed for his children. Everything's going good for Job. Everything is in tune for him to be successful and to be prosperous. And even God testified about Job. When Satan came amongst the people of God and the throne of the Lord, God asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job?" That's quite a statement. And the Lord went on to say, "There's none like him in the earth. He's perfect. He's upright. He fears God. He avoids evil." And then the second time that the Lord testified about Job, he added, "He holds fast his integrity." That's quite a statement. I pray God would look right here, amen, in Sterling, Alaska, and say, "Satan, have you considered my servants? Take a look at them. Look at how faithful they are. Look at how steadfast they are. Look at how diligent they are. I'm going to help them to double this year." Praise God. I believe the Lord would bring forth his power in that manner. We take a glimpse of Job's trust in God through the trials he endured. Next time you're reading through the book of Job, wait until you come to these statements and remember that the Lord rewards faithfulness. Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I know my Redeemer liveth." Oh, there were things that Job learned, that Job knew through the trials and the difficulties that he was forced to face. But he would assuredly say, "I know my Redeemer liveth, and in my flesh shall I see God." Hallelujah. "When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Oh, thank God there was not a shaking up of his steadfastness and his hope in God. Yes, his health was failing. Yes, he lost so much, but he did not lose his faith in God. He declared, "His candle shined upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness." He continued through that darkness of the trial and the difficulty, and God brought restoration. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Job said, "I know that thou canst do everything." He declared, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee." Oh, thank God. The Lord is not out somewhere just twiddling his thumbs. Thank God he hears your cry. He sees your need. He's aware of your situation, and he wants you to know he can step into those circumstances. He can provide the help and the strength that you need. He can bring the victory that you're crying out for. He can provide the restoration that you're believing him for. Oh, thank God we can put our trust in him. Hallelujah. And be called the servant of God, just as Job was called his servant. And then God accepted Job, and he turned Job's situation around when he prayed for his counselors. What counselors? When he prayed for his friends, and Job was given twice as much, a double. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Praise God. I'm thankful that's the plan that God has for us. I'm thankful that's the way God wants us to progress in our walk with him, not just to be losing out, not just to be falling short, but to understand the power of God is there to minister, to lift you up, to give you strength, to give you blessing. The beginning of our salvation is nothing less than a miracle, but God doesn't want to just leave us right there. He wants to move us into even greater things, greater power, more blessing. Hallelujah. Incredible victory. Oh, that God would help us to grab a hold by faith of the doubling that he wants to give us in this year, and doubling that will last on into eternity. And then who knows, the wealth, the power, the blessing, the abundance, the strength, the victory that we will experience in that other realm. Oh, thank God for the power that the Lord desires to bring forth. Thank God for the strength that he wants to make known. Amen. Now we hurry on to Elisha. His calling, Elijah's mantle falling upon him, his feast with his family as a goodbye, and then the Bible says he arose. Yeah, God's going to bring you higher. God's going to lift you up. You're not going to go backwards. You're not going to fall down. You're not going to amount to nothing. No, he arose, and he went after Elijah. Praise God. Now, his experiences with Elijah are amazing. Judgment was pronounced on Ahab and Jezebel for Naboth's death. A double company of 50 soldiers was sent by the king of Samaria, and Elijah called fire down on them. Huh. I wonder if Elisha remembered fire falling on Mount Carmel. A third company was spared, and Elijah went to tell King Ahaziah, "You're going to die. You're not going to get up off of your sick bed. You're going to die because you went looking for help from Beelzebub instead of the Lord God." Now, I've got to scratch my head and wonder, how could Ahaziah, knowing what had happened when fire falling and Elijah prayed, seeing the situations come to pass, seeing the things that were miraculous take place, how could he look to an idol instead of the living God? You have to remember, he's the son of Ahab and Jezebel. He could have turned it around. He could have followed who Elijah was preaching when he declared, "Why halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. Let the God who answers by fire be God." Amen. And we know the outcome of that challenge. Thank God. And Ahaziah saw that. And how could he turn and go after an idol? Oh, God, help us to make the right choices. God, help us to encourage our children to make the right choices. Praise God. Elijah and Elisha crossed Jordan on dry ground. Elijah used his mantle on the river. And this is where, of course, 2 Kings 2 and 9, that Elisha would ask for a double portion. "Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me," he said. Elijah said, "You've asked for a hard thing." Not because it was difficult for God. Not because the Lord was falling short of miracles and power that he could dispense to his servants. No, it was a challenge to Elisha to be able to follow through on that request. Elijah said, "If thou see me when I am taken from thee, then it will be given." So Elijah gave the command to him, and Elisha had to stay alert. He had to stay attentive. He had to be diligent. He had to be ready. And obviously, those terms describe where we are in this day and hour, for the Lord is about to return. Amen. The church is about to be taken. Praise God. The call is going to be made. The trumpet is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet them the Lord in the air. Elijah was taken up, the horses and the chariot of fire, and the whirlwind that brought him to that place of ascending up into the heavenly realm, the mantle that came floating back down, the mantle that parted the waters, the mantle that settled upon Elisha when he was initially called. Now it comes back, and that reminds me of Jesus ascending up and telling his disciples to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, for I send the promise of the Father upon you. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Thank God that there's power. Thank God it's not just philosophy. It's not just religion. It's not just beliefs. But it's the power of God that comes into our lives through the Holy Ghost. And we speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Just like they did in the book of Acts. Just like they did in Acts chapter 8. Just like they did in Acts chapter 10. Just like they did in Acts chapter 19. Oh, thank God. The experience is still the same. It's still powerful. It's still real. It's still wonderful. God wants to pour it out again and again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So Elisha took up the mantle. He didn't just kind of wave it around. He didn't just kind of stretch it out and look and say, oh, there's water stains on it. Oh, my, look at the scorch mark here. It must have been fire falling from heaven. Oh, look at this, you know, and just admire it as a relic. No, he took it to the banks of the Jordan. He smote the waters. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And God came right then, right there, and parted the waters again. Hallelujah. Thank God that the Lord can help us through every obstacle. The Lord can bring us through every river, every fire, every situation. Hallelujah. Thank God that the Lord could be there to minister in a powerful way. Hallelujah. The sons of the prophet saw what happened, and they declared, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. The doubling, yeah, the number of miracles. The Lord's power bears beans and bread. God showed his power. Amen. Healing and disease, oil and water, blindness and an axe head being buoyant in the water. Oh my, resurrection. Praise God. I'm so glad the Lord gives life. I'm so glad there's abundant life in his spirit. I'm thankful the Lord brings his powerful touch in our lives and lifts us up in his presence. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God can bring the doubling. Oh, yes, God can show forth his power. God can bring forth his touch in our needs. Amen. Jesus told the parable of the talents. The servants were given various amounts. Now, some may question, how come one had five? Why did another receive two and there was only one that was given to that individual? They all got something. We all get something. Somebody's talent may be greater than mine, but I'm going to do something with my talent. That's the plan of God. That's the lesson. Praise God. Accounting time came. You're going to give an account. Yes, you are. And the Lord telling the story said, the one with five came back and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. Wow. Five plus five. The one with two declared more or less the same thing. Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. Those two servants heard the master say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Oh, that's what we want to hear, isn't it? Praise God. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Praise God. How did they get their increase? The Bible doesn't really say. How did they double their talents, which is a monetary, it's a form of money. How did they do that? Well, it's work. They were willing to take a risk. They were willing to step out with the understanding that's what it was given to them for. Production. Increase. Show something with what you've been given. Amen. And there are risks that we have to do if we expect to double. Take a risk in inviting someone to church to be your guest. Take a risk to ask someone for a Bible study. Amen. Take a risk and share your testimony with somebody. Praise God. Now, the servant with one talent was fearful. He buried the talent. He didn't want to take a chance on losing it. Didn't want to risk anything. He hid his Lord's money. And then he returned it when it was accounting time. The five showed he had five more. The two showed he had two more. Here he came with his one talent. Lord, I'll give it back to you because I was fearful. I buried it. I didn't do anything with it. He was called an unprofitable servant. The others were profitable. This one was unprofitable. Now look at the lessons we can glean from this parable that the Lord told. It's possible to make an increase. It can happen. Praise God. In fact, there can be a good increase. There can be a doubling of the increase. Five plus five, two plus two. Praise God. A doubling. Because that's what God would make possible. Reward is certain. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Don't let fear make you inactive. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear keep you from doing the work that God wants you to do. Because God has given promises of increase again and again. Moses pointed out that the Lord multiplied the Israelites like the stars in heaven for multitude. Who was that promise given to? Abraham. And now it's generations later, centuries later, and the promise is coming to pass. Look at the multiplication in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. Here's those parentheses again. Put that up. Let's see if there's parentheses on the computer. Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he hath promised you. There they are. Parentheses. As though it's an afterthought. As though it's just additional information. Oh, no. We're going to grab a hold of that promise. Praise God. We're going to believe the Lord that he is going to make you 1,000 times so many more. Hallelujah. Just think of that. 1,000 times 1,000 equals 1,000,000. Incredible. And that's what God is promising. Oh, take that promise out of the parentheses and stand on it. Praise God. And believe it and claim it and trust it and know what God desires to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful that that promise can be ours. I'm thankful we can believe what God desires to do. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Sherry figured out what was the multiplication, 125, something like that, from 120 to 3,000. God says 1,000 times. 1,000 times is what I want to do with you. Hallelujah. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Thank God. I'm glad the psalmist recorded it in Psalm 115, verse 4. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord that more and more can happen. And I'm believing for double. Hallelujah. I'm believing for God to do what we're not able to do. But he will multiply your efforts. He will bring forth the increase. Hallelujah. Thank God for the doubling. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, help us to believe it. God, help us to receive it. Amen. It is possible. It can happen. The Lord can bring it forth. And I believe we can see it in this day. Hallelujah. As we live for the Lord in 2022, thank God we can have the power of the Lord manifest. For every house is builded by some man. There's a designer. There's a builder. But Hebrews 3 and 4 says, he that built all things is God. And I'm thankful he has declared, I will build my church. Praise God. It's his church. We're just the laborers. We're just the ones saying, yes, and all right, and I'll do that. I'll follow through. Praise God. And he's directing us in the harvest. Praise God. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Samson picked those gates up and walked off with it. But too bad he couldn't keep his heart gated. Too bad he couldn't keep his lust gated. We know the sad story about Samson. But he picked those gates up from the city and walked off and left them on the hill somewhere. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church. Praise God. Oh, God, help us to continue in the realm that God wants us to do because he wants us to double. Keep building the church. Keep demolishing the devil's work. Hallelujah. Move into that realm of power and blessing that the Lord wants to bring forth. Thank God. In order to have double results, double your efforts. Praise God. We're going to pray and fast. Not one day, 2 days. We're doubling it. Praise God. We're believing the Lord. We're going to talk to God about people, and we're going to talk to people about God. We're going to double it. Amen. We're going to seek God's anointing to reach and teach souls. Reach them. Teach them. Thank God. See the hand of the Lord brought forth. I counted up 17 cards, 17 guest cards. for last year. There may be a few more somewhere around there. But let's say we double it. 34. That's only 3 per month last year. 3 per month. Can we double that? Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. The same way you tell people about a good bargain, a good sale, a good news, a good situation, you can tell about the good news. Amen. You're excited about what the Lord's doing in our services and the power and the presence of God that comes sweeping in a wonderful way. You can tell them. You can let them know, oh, God is powerful. God is wonderful. God is great. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You invite somebody, you invited one person last year, you can double it. Sure you can. Two more? Oh, yeah. Praise God. We had 7 filled with the Holy Ghost last year, 9 baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We can double that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Not us that pours out the Spirit. We do the baptizing, praise God. But God fills with the Holy Ghost, and He wants to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Thank God. So 14, amen. 21, why not? Praise God. The Lord can double it. Praise God. Take a church card. There's church cards back there. There's an empty space for you to write your number if you want to, or your email address, or however you want to follow up. If you don't want to put anything down, be sure you give the card and give the invitation. Please be my guest. Amen. Teach Bible studies. There's all kinds of options. Into His Marvelous Light is a wonderful one-hour booklet. I gave out a few Prepare Him Room that we used at Christmas time, Brother Farmer's List of Scriptures. I've got that on my computer if you need it. Amen. But let me tell you this. If you give a booklet as a tract, be sure you follow up. Because a booklet or a tract can't answer questions. You answer questions. You expand. You expound the way of God more perfectly, like Ananias and Sapphira did. Praise God. And we'll trust the Lord to do a work in His power and His might. Amen. Thank God. Or Aquila and Priscilla, sorry. Follow through. You know, exploring God's Word is my favorite. I'm kind of narrow-minded when it comes to Bible study. I love exploring God's Word. And what's amazing is there's something new that comes out of God's Word every time I teach it. I don't know how many times I've taught it, but I'm flipping those pages. I'm flipping the Scriptures. Ah, never saw that before. Maybe I'm getting absent-minded. I don't know. Hide my own Easter eggs and be excited when I find them. But exploring God's Word, you know what it does? It establishes fellowship over the period of time that you're teaching it. It builds faith. Praise God. And so when you come to baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and receiving the Holy Ghost, they've got confidence in you now because you've been faithful. You've been diligent. You've been consistent. You've been teaching. Praise God. And even after they've received the Holy Ghost and get baptized in Jesus' name, you still keep teaching them. Because you want them to teach the Bible study next. And Brother Matt is going to be doing that. Praise God. When we finish it up here in just a few weeks, thank God. He's going to buy himself a chart. He's going to carry it around with him. Praise God. He's going to say, hey, let's go have some coffee. I want to show you something from the Word of God. I want to get your ideas on what this says. I want you to help me understand, why did they only baptize in the name of Jesus Christ and not any other way? Praise God. All kinds of ways that you can bring forth the Word of the Lord and get on the path for doubling. You heard the KISS principle? Anybody know what KISS is? I'm not talking about the rock group. Keep it simple, stupid. That kind of offended me. I'm not stupid. But we sometimes try to make it more complicated than it is. So I came up with a better one. Keep it simple, smarty. Now, let's apply it right here. Keep it simple, saints. Okay? Because that's how we're going to double. That's how we're going to see the hand of God be displayed. Amen. Brother Mike showed me this, Psalm 22 and 22. Here's a good double. Psalm 22:22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Now, we declare his name because that's a revelation that is throughout the scripture. And especially in the New Testament, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare that revelation. Let people know the power of the Lord that's in that name. Praise God. And we praise the Lord in the church service. We're faithful, praise God. We're not just taking up space. We're not just keeping the pew warm. We're worshiping God. We're exalting his name. Hallelujah. Every opportunity to worship, we're not going to waste it. We're going to move into that realm of lifting up the Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of the congregation, I'm going to raise my praise to the Lord and look for opportunities to double for the Lord, and trust that the Lord is going to double those opportunities because we want to see the hand of God come forth. After Brother Mike shared that Psalm 22:22 with me, I thought, I wonder if there's a 20:22 in the scripture that would fit. You know, there are a lot of books in the Bible that don't have 20 chapters. And if they do have a 20th chapter, they don't have 22 verses. So I kept flipping. Got to be one here for that fit 2022. Aha! I found it. The book of John, 20 and 22, after the resurrection, after he came back to life, after he defeated death and hell and the grave, after he showed himself that he is truly almighty, he breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Now, that's not one and done. God help us, that's not one and done. That's every day. That's the move of the Holy Ghost in our lives that God wants to bring forth again and again, because without him, we can do nothing. But through him, all things are possible. We can double. We can see the hand of God manifested. We can invite people, hallelujah, and see a double number of guests come. We can have the waters of baptism troubled again and again, just like they're going to be today. Oh, God can pour out his Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Well, let me let you in on something else here now. We're going to have guest speakers. Yes, we will. We're going to have somebody that's going to come and help us and bring revival and powerful service. But it's not for us. It's not for us. It's for new ones. New ones that you have taught, that you have brought, and they're ready to receive. Praise God. And they're going to come up to the front and be lined up. Hallelujah. And the power of God is going to move. That can happen even before we bring somebody special in. Brother Cowder, Brother Greg Glover, whoever. Amen. Thank God. We're going to trust the Lord. The evangelist is part of the fivefold ministry. Brother Lamas, all of these ones that we've had before, thank God, the Lord can move and work even before. But the soil's got to be tilled. The seed's got to be planted. It's got to be watered. There's got to be cultivation. There's got to be work. That's how you double. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful. He pointed them to the Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Look at John 7 and 39. Here's those parentheses again. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Oh, thank God. We put the I and believe, and we trusted the Lord to fill us with his Spirit. Thank the Lord. And God didn't disappoint. God didn't hold back. He poured out his Spirit upon us. That's what shed abroad means. He poured it out. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But oh, hallelujah, it came time. Amen. And he breathed on them after he was glorified. He directed them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful. It's a promise that we can pull out of the parentheses, just like all the others, and believe that God is still filling people with the Holy Ghost. God is still moving by his power. Hallelujah. He was glorified in the resurrection. The Spirit of God was poured out. And we can let the Spirit of God be glorified and move even more as we double. Amen. Stand today. This time in the altar is going to be a little bit different because we're going to take communion. Now, my challenge to you to double is going to take commitment on your part. Not just the, oh, that sounds nice. Oh, Pastor's sure excited about that. We'll see how it works. We'll see how it turns out. No, you have to be committed. Who has sheep, the shepherd or the sheep? The sheep have the babies. You. That's the way it works. So, commitment. I'm going to see a doubling. I'm going to invite and I'm going to bring to the house of the Lord double of what I did last year. Praise God. I'm going to pray double. I'm going to read double. I'm just going to fast double. Praise God. And see what the Lord is going to do. Now that takes commitment. Was the Lord committed? That's why we have the cup and the bread today, to celebrate his commitment, to remember he did give his body, he did shed his blood. It was real. It happened. And we rejoice today in salvation that is so great because he paid the price for us. Amen. He made us where we could participate in communion with him and the fellowship and the unity that we enjoy together. Praise God. So, Becca and Levi, come and help us today. You take the bread and the cup in my office and bring them out, please. And then each of you that desires to partake in communion,